The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does God guide a couple from leading a media ministry for two decades at New Hope Oahu in Hawaii to being multiple award-winning feature filmmakers on historical events and people of prominence? This is the story of Tim and Marty Savage. We pause here at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program, well, dear friend, is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know that no matter what you're going through, to be reminded, no matter where you've been, how tough things may be even now, there is always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much, He died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes, but 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who has touched the heart and life of Tim and Marty Savage, is reaching out to you, touching you. Will you open your heart and receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord? Will you respond to His call? Will you turn from your ways to God's ways? Will you repent of your sins and receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord? Yes, for eternal life, indeed, but also for a life abundant, even today. You say, Dan, you have no idea what I'm going through or what I've done. You may be right, but the Lord knows, and the Lord can restore you unlike any other. I ask, turn your heart, open your heart to Jesus, dear friend. Tim and Marty Savage are the co-directors of creative media at Christ-Centered Community Church in Honolulu, Hawaii. They spent 20 years at New Hope Oahu directing the media department. They are currently developing a feature film on Father Damien with the producers of the Sony Pictures film Paul, Apostle of Christ, starring Jim Caviezel. They produced the feature film Under the Blood Red Sun, which took top awards in 6 film festivals. They live in Honolulu and have 2 adult children, Lainey and Luke. Tim and Marty, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you so much, Danny. It's great to be here with you.
Yes, aloha, Danny.
Tim, Marty, in fact, Marty, I'll start with you. Marty, where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up here in Hawaii with a wonderful family that just really loved the Lord, and I went to Star of the Sea, and then continued at Chaminade and made wonderful connections in the broadcast community. So, yeah, I'm an island girl.
And how about you, Tim?
Yeah, I grew up in Pearl City. So my dad was the pastor at Palisades Baptist Church. And so I have very fond memories of running through the streets of Palisades as a little boy, and then attended Hawaii Baptist Academy, before going off to college in Northern California at Stanford.
Well, how did you meet Tim and Marty?
Well, we met, this was before we had gone into ministry, and we were working on a project together at a local production company. And so we were out shooting and then came back to the production company offices, and we were starting the post-production process. And I saw this beautiful young lady walk through the room, and she didn't notice me at all. But I have to say that I was very, very interested and had to find out more about who this person was.
So, Marty,
in my defense, I was just very focused on what I was doing.
I was just going to ask, you know, I always have to give both sides to share
their
side of it. So please.
Yeah, no, I mean, Tim and I, we met, we became friends, and just, you know, it was such a wonderful way to meet someone that, you know, I just respected him and everybody loved him. And, you know, it was a wonderful start. We met in the business, and we were working together, and we haven't stopped after all these years.
So 27 years, right? 27 year anniversary this year.
Yeah.
Am I correct? Okay. So, Tim, what did you major in at Stanford?
Well, you know, I went up with the hopes of either becoming a doctor or a lawyer. And in my first semester, I failed my first chemistry midterm. So thankfully, I was smart enough to figure out that probably was not going to be a doctor. So I really had to find something else that I was passionate about. And thankfully, I started taking some communications classes and film classes, and I absolutely fell in love with filmmaking and the process of telling stories through film. And so I point to that failed chemistry midterm that put me on the track that God had intended for me. And so I majored in film and broadcast communication.
So the Lord even guides us in our failures.
Absolutely. That's what I tell, you know, when I visit schools around the island, that's probably the most important point that I make with the kids, that, you know, it's through failure sometimes that you actually find your passion. So don't be afraid to try things.
Marty, how about you? There at Chaminade, what did you focus on while you were studying there?
You know, I also loved telling stories, and I thought I would pursue a career in journalism. That was my degree, broadcast journalism. And I spent some time at a news station. I was also was able to connect with a local production company, and that's where I met Tim. And, you know, I think those connections early on were so valuable. And just that foundation that that was built in through my studies and through the opportunities that I had really all played into what we do in ministry.
You mentioned ministry. You mentioned the blend of your studies, your passions, your giftings. Marty, how did you become a Christian?
Well, you know, I grew up in a home that really loved the Lord. And when Tim and I were pregnant with our daughter, was when we really realized we needed to actually really connect and get back plugged into a church community where we couldn't live selfishly anymore. We are now bringing a new life into the world. And that was really, at that time, we were invited to New Hope by our dear friend, Pastor Creighton Arita. He's the senior pastor at C4. He brought us to New Hope Oahu, and the rest is history. I'll let Tim jump in on that.
Yeah, we had the very great pleasure of seeing Pastor Wayne lead worship and speak very, very early on in the church history. And, great story. Creighton had actually brought us to the church. I'm sure he had more than one motive. I think he really wanted to see us get plugged in to church. But the other motive was New Hope was going to be celebrating its first anniversary. And Pastor Wayne, of course, he just redeems all of the arts and video, redeems things of the world to tell a gospel story. And so we were asked to help put together some videos for the first anniversary. Well, that really gave us entree to seeing very, very deep inside of New Hope. And we got to interview the leaders who were there. We had time with Pastor Wayne and Anna and talked to them about the history and what their hopes were. And so we got to see very quickly and very deeply what Pastor Wayne was all about and what New Hope was all about. And after that first week that we visited, we never left. And that turned into a staff position for Marty. And then just a couple years later, I left my business and joined the staff of the church. And we had been there for 20 years.
20 years. 20 years, Tim and Marty Savage at New Hope Oahu. Now you're at C4, Christ Centered Community Church. And who is the senior pastor there?
Yeah, so that's the same guy who invited and brought us to New Hope, Creighton Arita. And he just recently became the senior pastor there. And that's really the story of our transition. We were, of course, navigating the pandemic through church and really having to make a lot of pivots at New Hope, just trying to continue to make the gospel available and continue that powerful ministry. And what we really started to feel this tug on our lives that that our season at New Hope was coming to an end, only because New Hope is very, very well resourced. They're very deep in volunteers. They have they're very well set up to navigate this new way of doing church, this hybrid in person but online. New Hope we had been online for many, many years, streaming. So that part of the ministry was very mature. But what we were seeing was there were a lot of other ministries that we were very close to, good friends with, and they had this big obstacle in front of them to try to improve what they were doing with their digital storytelling and their streaming of the services. And then when Creighton became the senior pastor, again, we go back to high school. We were friends in high school. He was our best man. I was his best man, brought us to New Hope. And we felt like God was saying, it's time for you to close that circle and come back around and leave New Hope in a really healthy position to continue and move forward. But our assignment was changing to help other ministries with the experience that we have, and to join Creighton to really do what we could just to, make the ministries at C4 as good as they could be, come alongside, support. We're at the point in our lives where, we really just want to come around and support the younger generation. There's a whole new generation of people coming up in the church, and we have more years behind us than we have in front of us, so it's time for us to really just do everything we can to help prepare them and teach, and but more importantly, really encourage and just cheerlead, support any way we possibly can the younger generation that's coming up behind us.
So, Tim and Marty, you've made a transition. In fact, we're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, let's talk about transitions, because you waited. Here's the thing. You transitioned from New Hope Oahu, and you did it in a healthy way. That's something that just doesn't always get talked about. People move, then you have to change churches. But to be on this in the same state, on the same island, especially a place like Oahu or the island chain of Hawaii, make a transition like that, it's not always healthy, but you've done it. And there's an underlying aspect of relationships too. So when we come back from our break, we'll talk more about that. You're listening to Tim and Marty Savage. They love to tell the story of Jesus. They just happen to use the language of digital storytelling. Of course, they're telling stories with vividness in compelling ways, but they are also living a story of the Christian life and how Christ, by the power of His Spirit, has influenced and continues to influence them. They go to C4.church. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Tim and Marty Savage are the co-directors of Creative Media at Christ-Centered Community Church in Honolulu, Hawaii, C4.church. They've got 20 years of ministry experience, multi-award-winning filmmakers, have a heart to tell the life-giving and soul-saving message of salvation in ways that people understand through story. what lessons, 27 years of marriage, Tim and Marty, what lessons have God taught you in marriage?
Wow, that's a really great question. What lessons? I will say that God has richly blessed me with a wife who really understands me. You know, we often, when people find out that we work together, we've raised two kids together, you know, we spend a lot of time together and constantly hear people saying, oh my goodness, I could never do that with my spouse. You know, we have to have our time alone doing our own things. And how do you make it work? God really has wired us this way. It's not hard for us to do this. We face problems and obstacles like any other couple. But honestly, I kind of think that maybe fewer problems. Now, I don't want anyone to come away thinking like, you know, we have the perfect marriage, we have the perfect family. We definitely don't. We face all kinds of struggles. But God really has wired us in a way that I feel like we're very supportive of each other's roles. It's interesting, when we're working together, we do have very specific roles. Marty's the producer, and I can let her tell you what the producer does, but the producer really sets up everything for the director to do his job. In my opinion, she has the hard job. She's the one, you know, making all the phone calls and setting up all the logistics and doing all the emails. And I kind of just get to come in and be creative and have fun. Don't get me wrong. It's really, really hard work. But she, because of the different roles, I think we support each other really, really well. And we very highly respect each other for what we each bring to the productions and to our family.
Marty?
Yeah, no, that's great. I do feel like there is a level of respect. And I think that, you know, throughout the years, any struggle we had, respect and love has always been a priority. And of course, taking everything to the Lord and on our knees, Billy Graham's wife said something that I thought was very funny. And she said divorce was never an option, but murder maybe. So I thought that was cute. No, I never thought about murder. But, you know, we've had our ups and downs. But really, I think the biggest blessing that also was the hardest thing was as a couple working together and in ministry together. It's not always easy, but I think being in ministry together has been such a blessing. Pastor Wayne and Anna and just their love and their dedication to ministry and to loving people, they were wonderful examples of just how to understand a calling, and our marriage was part of that. You know, it's our marriage was, we put God first, and with that, we were able to really face a lot of just, and you know, things that maybe could have been bigger bumps, but you know, with God just really being first in our marriage and in our lives, really was where we found our strength.
You mentioned the word, both of you mentioned the word, and you emphasized it, you underlined it, highlighted it, respect. And it sounds like the accumulation of respect that has built over nearly three decades, and how important that is, respect. You've won awards for Under the Blood Red Sun, based on the book by Graham Salisbury. How did the film director and producer opportunities come to you?
The our partner who produced Under the Blood Red Sun, Dana Hankin, we started off by doing other projects together. So we worked on a short film together, and that did really well at the Hawaii International Film Festival, won an award there. We enjoyed the process of working with her. She comes from Hollywood and so had a lot of experience as a filmmaker, worked with famous directors and on famous movies. So when she relocated to Hawaii, she was kind of looking for partners to work with, and it was through our work on the short film. And then in the commercial work we did before we got into ministry, our main line of work was doing television commercials for all different kinds of businesses and clients here in Honolulu. So when we actually found Graham's book and read it, we just had a really driving passion to tell this story. I'm half Japanese and I'm half Haole, and so I really felt like I kind of had an appreciation and an understanding for the story in a little deeper way than some people, just because I had grown up with both of those cultures in my house, and being longtime resident here in Hawaii, the story really, really resonated with me, and we wanted that story to be told well, and God just opened the doors for us to be able to do that project.
Can you give us a snapshot of Under the Blood Red Sun?
Yeah, so picture 1941, maybe November, and there's a group of 12-year-old friends, boys just playing, in the neighborhood, having fun with each other, climbing trees, running through pastures, just sort of an idyllic life of Hawaii in that time. One is Japanese. Oh, the boys, of the group, one is Japanese. His family has come from Japan, and the rest are just, there's a Haole boy and there are local boys, and just from different families and different walks of life. And so again, it's this idyllic childhood, but what they see and what they hear are explosions, and what they come to find after climbing a tree and seeing is that Pearl Harbor is under attack by the Japanese. Well, Tomi, our main character, and his family, being from Japan and Japanese, their whole lives are turned upside down and changed. Everybody's life is changed in Hawaii, but being of Japanese ancestry, after the Japanese have attacked, they come under much, much harsher experiences. And so it's the story of really Tomi's coming of age, navigating friendship and loyalty in a time where society was very much not in favor of that. And it's how he and his family come through that, again, with these friends that he had before, and how those friends react and or reject or help them and their family. So it's a story of loyalty and friendship. It's a real family film, and we wanted it to have high moral value and just be a real inspiration to children and adults of all ages.
The relationships too of with Tomi and his father, his mother, his sister, his grandfather, and the way they communicate, and the symbolism of the samurai sword, just the little movements, even with Aikido and the flag and the captivating way, and also narrated by his best friend, who is the Holly boy, right?
That's right. Is
telling the story. So under the Blood Red Sun, I've was just captivated, mesmerized by this story, based on the book by Graham Salisbury. Since I'm talking to filmmakers, we don't always have that opportunity. So Marty, when we come back, Tim, when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about the filmmaking process and then of a current new film that you're working on Father Damien and other things. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, more from Tim and Marty Savage. You can find out more about their ministry at Christ-Centered Community Church, C4.Church. Tim and Marty Savage, they're also passionate about passing on their knowledge to the next generation of storytellers. That's something to be excited about. They're not just taking it all in and doing their own work, but passing on this gifting, this passion, and in redemptive ways for the next generation. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Tim and Marty Savage.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
It becomes a moment when God brings two people together, and over the course of time, decades really, you begin to see the beauty of respect and how so closely tied in respect and love go together. I'm thinking about Tim and Marty Savage. They are our guests today. They are the co-directors of creative media at Christ-Centered Community Church. They are also award-winning filmmakers. C4.Church. Marty and Tim, I'll come back to you too. What were some surprises in the filmmaking process for Under the Blood Red Sun?
You know, one thing that really stands out, well, actually there were many, but in the process of making the film, you know, there's never enough money or never enough time. But really God honors, you know, the intentions of really creating something that can be used for generations, to teach and to just instill, these morals and a lesson. And so God provided in so many ways. There were so many miracles along the way, things people would show up, our community, our friends, people from church, New Hope, they would come and be extras. And I mean, it was such a wonderful blessing to be part of this. was so honoring. And also something that really is dear to my heart is that we created this film based on a youth novel. And I think originally we were thinking, this is going to be something the youth are really going to appreciate. But, Tim said it earlier, it was a multi-generational film. It's a family film. And what blessed me was when we would hear stories of, grandparents watching it. And then they would start sharing stories of their own experience that the family never heard and may not have ever heard because there was shame involved and they didn't want to share those stories. But this was it was healing. And that is the impact that alone is worth the effort. And it's so rewarding.
Danny, I got to tell you a quick story about, there was one just really, really memorable miracle that God provided amongst many, but we had to construct an internment camp. So it meant, putting in big poles with barbed wire and tents. And, there was a lot of labor that went into creating this one set. And we had several guys from YWAM show up. How they even showed up, I don't know. To this day, I'm not sure how they ever came to be there to help
us.
We
made a few calls,
Okay, so Marty was behind the scenes, and she arranged all of that. But I'll just tell you that the next day, we were going to shoot our scenes there at the internment camp, and we had all of the authentic soldier uniforms for the American soldiers. But as I remember it, and again, maybe the director doesn't know all of the backstory that the producer does, but as I remember it, what had fallen through the cracks was we didn't have our extras to play, because we needed Caucasian American soldiers, right, to play the part of the guards in the internment camp. And it turns out that those YWAM guys who had shown up the day before fit perfectly the uniforms that we had, very, very specific sizes. They had to be exact. And those uniforms fit those YWAM guys perfectly. And they ended up being in the film and actually played really important roles with what they did. So that's just like one example of many of God just showing up and really honoring and blessing us during the filming. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, well, and to add to that, those were vintage uniforms, right? So we didn't create them, right? So they fit the uniforms perfectly, but not only that, but in talking to one of the young men who had devoted himself, right? So he's in YWAM, he's going into ministry, and he said, it had always been in his heart to be in a movie and to be an actor. And God honored that. So, in his wildest dreams, was he going to be in a movie ever? He gave up that dream. And yet, there he is. So, another miracle.
Well, that is remarkable. And by the way, YWAM, dear one, you might be listening to YWAM. Marty, Tim, what does YWAM stand for?
Youth with a Mission. It's a Christian organization. They have headquarters all over the world. People go to YWAM, these bases, and they train to become missionaries and people resourced to help share the gospel in all kinds of different ways. So
you just never know. Here's another inspiration. You just never know. As delight yourself in the Lord and he shall give you the desires of your heart. We hear that scripture, and here's this young man who just gave it all up to go to missions and discipleship training school, YWAM's great DTS, and here he is now in under the blood red sun. You're listening to Tim and Marty Savage. So tell us about your new film on Father Damien. How far along
Marty, why don't you tell them about that?
Wow. You know, the Father Damien Project, really, we were able to visit Kalaupapa, and we were so moved by just the telling, just the learning more and more about Father Damien. We went up, we spent some time, we did a short documentary with Pastor Wayne there, and that really just planted the seed for really just an amazing, we were so filled with the emotion of just the compassion he had. And, and the Lord, again, it's just, you can see his hand on these things as then later down the road, there would be this opportunity to tell this story. And it's so amazing to be part of it. Tim, did you want to continue?
We had the opportunity to meet the producers of Paul, Apostle of Christ. And, in our world, they had really done something very special. I will admit to you that I am not a really big fan of some of the Christian movies out there. I do think that it has its place, and we all like to hear our stories being told, and Christian stories aren't told enough. So I think that, there's certainly support for those, but in my opinion, they're for the most part not really films that you would be excited to take your friends and family to, because they're just very, very Christian. But when we went to the theater and watched Paul, what I saw was a biblical story that had been very well told. If you've not seen it, boy, I can highly recommend it. It's got a very, very powerful way of telling Paul's story. So when we had this opportunity, a very good friend of ours, almost like a guardian angel in our lives, a mentor, said, "Hey, I want you to come to breakfast and meet these two guys. They just produced Paul, Apostle of Christ." Well, I was kind of like, "What? Like, what? How do they? Why are they here? And how did you get them? And how?" I just was full of questions, and so had the opportunity to meet them. And they're so down to earth, and they're so nice and friendly, and they were genuinely interested in what we've been doing, and so we really hit it off. And then again, our friend Paul Lamb said, "I think you should show them your Father Damien documentary." So we sent them the link, and this is now, a few weeks later. But God really just stirred something up in that, and so they felt a calling to that project. And of course, we were, so excited. So we've been in development now for about a year. Actually, we started just before the pandemic hit, and that kind of set us back a little bit. But we were able to have a meeting, an informational dinner put together with some people that we thought might be interested in supporting the project. And through that dinner, we raised actually more than we had asked for in order to write the screenplay. And then the screenplay will take us to the next step of actually trying to do fundraising to make the movie. But we have the first version of the screenplay in hand, and our writer is right now doing what's called a polish on the script. And so when that's done, we'll be trying to follow the fire of God to raise the money for this. And if it's his will, it will be done. Raising money for movies is usually very, very, very difficult. So it's really got to be of God. It's got to be for God, because it's not within our own power to do it. So our prayer each time we gather is that, Lord, you would close and lock those doors that you don't want us to walk through, and throw open wide those that you do. And may your will be done, because this is more than any of us could ever do. So that's kind of where Father Damien's at.
I love it. Follow the fire. Follow the fire. that God sets before you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear more in our final segment with Tim and Marty Savage. By the way, Tim, real quick, how long did you shoot for Under the Blood Red Sun?
We shot a total of 3 weeks, so that was about 17 days. It's a very, very rigorous schedule.
Rigorous. 17 days for the feature film. When we come back, more from Tim and Marty, C4.Church. You can find out more about their ministry at Christ-Centered Community Church. They produced the film Under the Blood Red Sun, which took top awards in 6 film festivals. Now they're working on a project on Father Damien, and they keep following the fire that God sets before them and his providing hand. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So we've been talking about these movies, Under the Blood Red Sun, the upcoming Father Damien. Tim and Marty, if someone wants to watch it, how can they see Under the Blood Red Sun?
Under the Blood Red Sun is still available because it was released in 2014, but it's still available. I just checked on Amazon Prime, so I know it's there. And although I haven't checked recently, it was also playing on iTunes through Apple.
I can vouch for it still works. It's still playing on Amazon Prime.
That's good news.
So you can, yes, it sure is. You can watch it there. Now, when Father Damien comes out, How do you hope the film will speak to our society when it's released?
Yeah, you know, I think what the whole world has been going through and continues to go through is our conditions that have separated us and quarantined us and have really changed the way our lives. And although we never, ever imagined that there would be any type of similar condition to what the Hansen patients from the late 1800s in Hawaii experienced, we are going through a season now that it's actually more relevant than ever. Of course, back in those days, people didn't understand leprosy. And, you know, it goes as far back as the Bible. We know it's a disfiguring disease. There was very, very little known about it. So they felt that it was highly contagious. And, you know, a benevolent king here in Hawaii had to make the heart-wrenching decision to separate the people with Hansen's disease, and people were ripped from their homes and from their families with very little notice or no notice, and they were taken to a desolate, remote peninsula on Molokai, and that's where they would live the rest of their lives. You know, today we see there are a similar separation happening to us in these times, and COVID is probably the first of what may become many types of viruses that will continue to do that. So we really feel like this is it's an important film. It shows, as Marty said earlier, the compassion of one man who was willing to sacrifice himself for the people of Kalaupapa, and in much the same way that Christ did for us. He gave his life in order to make the lives of these people better. There isn't a higher sacrifice that one can make. So just really want to example Father Damien and what he did for those people, in hopes that we all learn to be more compassionate with those around us, that we have a devotion to God, because that was his why. We want people to ask, why would Father Damien do this? Why would he give up his life? What possible reason would he have? And of course, his reason was Jesus. And that's our reason. And we just want to tell that story so that people can learn from it and turn to Jesus for their lives and their salvation.
That's so beautiful. John 15, so true, 13. That we would be inspired, yeah, right, by his life, and it would, that inspiration would lead to loving one another, caring for one another, and in whatever capacity we are able to do.
John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, than one lay down his life for his friends. And what an example of that Father Damien has been. Well, a parting shot, Tim and Marty, for someone who may feel isolated right now. A word of encouragement, and we've got 2 minutes, so a word of encouragement and a brief prayer for someone who may be suffering. Would you do that for us,
yeah,
both of you, please?
Yeah. You know, I think that when you said earlier, how did Marty and I really make it through together? And I'll just say quickly this, that I think our prayer life and abiding with God, and I also think that our devotion to the Word, because God will speak to you both through prayer. He will answer prayer. And by knowing his Word, you can gain real insight into his character. You can find answers for your life. And so our hope would really be that we would all increase our prayer life, go to God with our contentions, and seek him in his word, because his word is where we will find our hope.
Marty, can you just close us in a prayer, please, with that, with the admonition that Tim just gave?
Absolutely. Thank you, Lord, just for this opportunity, Lord, that we just pray that anyone listening right now, if there's a need, if there's a question, if there's just any void, Lord, that you would fill it, Lord, that they would reach out to you, Lord, and you would meet them right where they're at. And we just thank you, Lord, just for the many, many years of ministry that we've been able to partner with and co-labor with our friends and our family at New Hope and at C4 and Pastor Wayne, and that we continue to, as a family, your family, Lord, as the body of Christ, that these opportunities just bring us closer together and bring us closer to you, Lord. And we just thank you for this opportunity in this day, and that we pray that you would, all of your listeners would be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tim and Marty, for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Danny. Love your ministry and love you. And just really, really appreciate you. God bless you.
Yes, amen. I love you too. Hope-filled words from Tim and Marty Savage, C4.church. My friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, I believe this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video set up for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, your support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Donate. And I thank you in advance. 1 Chronicles 16:11, seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Tim and Marty Savage, C4.church. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jan Yee, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.